I want to start today's episode with a big thank you. You guys have been amazing helping us spread the word here on the podcast. It's been pretty incredible the last few weeks. Our downloads are growing. It's all because of you. Wouldn't be happening without you. Just give me some simple stuff to think about every day, and all of a sudden you're feeling like that you've got some tangible things you can do. Hopefully you keep showing up, but you keep sharing, and that's so great. And so I just want to say thank you as we begin. I tell you every day at the end, I love you, but I love the fact that there are leaders out there who want to be better and that you're showing up. I was having a conversation just a couple days ago at an event that I did with a guy, and he said, hey, I'm listening every day. And it's just helped me to have 6-7 minutes of really some time to focus and think about something positive. It's always different every day. And so that's what we're doing. That's why we're here. We're really trying to chase greatness. And the last few days, we've taken a little bit of a side road here. I say a side road. This might be the main road, if you ask me. But we've talked about our spiritual lives these last few days. We're typically talking about work and family and our vocations, all those things we got going on. But we've focused on our souls a little bit the last few days. So if you missed any of those episodes, I guess I've given you about 10 days worth of things that you can do to take care of yourself. We'll call it spiritually here. I hope you've been applying some of those, gotten some good feedback from some of you. Love that. We're gonna shift gears today, and I want us to. Well, I say we're shifting gears. You could argue the next 3 or 4 days here, the things we're going to talk about are going to be an extension of some of that soul stuff that we've looked at. But I'm going to dive in today on this idea of character, because I think our integrity, it's a big piece of how we steward our lives spiritually and whether our souls are healthy or not. So welcome to Chasing Greatness. I'm glad that you took a few minutes here with us today. Let's think about our character. And it's that time of year where people are planning stuff. Late spring here, people getting ready to have some summertime gardens, I'm sure, and things going around. We'll all enjoy, or we should be enjoying, our vegetables, right? I hope you're going to be eating some vegetables here the next few months. But thankfully, some people are already planning and they've got stuff growing, and we're going to get to enjoy some of that. And it's got me thinking about this idea of cultivating. I remember when I was a kid, we had a garden, and my dad, we had a garden tiller. He called it a digger, and he would have me behind this thing and get it cranked up. And that thing took me for a ride. And I'm not sure the rows were always as straight as they needed to be, but this thing is just tilling up the soil. And then we'd plant these seeds or plant all kind of vegetables, and the next thing you know, we've got a garden. We've got enough to share with the neighbors, and it was pretty amazing to just watch these things grow. Now, when I was a kid, I don't know how. I'm not sure I felt it was that amazing when I'm 10 or 12 years old, and I'm, you know, everything starts growing. Now we got weeds, and we got to work in the garden. We got to pull some weeds and make sure that we protect the plants. Well, that's what I'm thinking about here. I consider this idea of character today. There's a cultivating that needs to happen if our character is going to grow. We've got to make sure that our soil is right, our soul is right, you might say, after these last few days. I want you to think about the best leader you've ever known. If you just had to pick one, like, who's that leader? Not Abe Lincoln. You weren't around when Abe Lincoln was around. You know, that would be the default. Everybody's got a historical leader that's impacted your life. That's great. But, like, who's somebody that you know, a person that really has had an impact on your life? I want to encourage you to get them in your mind right now. And let's go back to our old picture of the iceberg that we talk about sometimes here. When we're thinking about our picture of leadership, there's two sides to it, right? There's the character side, which is that 80% below the waterline. And then there's the skill side, the 10-20% above the waterline. That's what people see. And when you think about your person and what it was that impacted you so much, I'm guessing they were skilled at communicating and they could solve problems and build teams and lead meetings and all those things. But there's a really good chance that they don't make it to your list because of those things. They had those things, but chances are, or at least when I ask rooms full of leaders, I was with 300-400 leaders last week and I asked this question. I ask them to identify that leader, and then I just, by a show of hands, how many of you it was their one of their skills that made it to your list? There were a few, just a little smattering of, you know, hands that went up. But when I ask how many of them it was their character, their integrity, their humility, their courage, some other virtue that left a mark on you the most, almost every hand in the room goes up. When we think about our character, It is huge. Now, my friend Mark Miller, he's the first one I heard him say this, that if your heart's not right, nobody cares about your skills. And I think there's so much truth to that. It's our legacy comes out of our heart. It is a place where we cultivate that. Our character gets cultivated and it grows. And as it does, it leaves a mark on the people around us. It is typically not our leadership skills. They need to be there. They need to be important. They need to be leveled up. But if we would just begin to cultivate our character, I think that's the place we can leave a mark on people. A disproportionate amount of your influence is going to come from your character, that integrated part of your life, that wholeness that is there underneath the waterline is what's going to lead to influence. So are you working on your character every day? Let me give you a couple of things to think about today, and I'm going to give you some questions that you can ask. Maybe as we consider a way to cultivate our character, just these three things to remember here, I would say integrity always leads to influence. I've been saying this for years. When I first started out, I had an old blog called Eye to Eye Leadership. It was integrity leads to influence was my thought there. And I think there's so much truth to that. It's if we don't have integrity, we're going to forfeit our influence. Secondly, I think this is something that has to grow over time. It's something that we have to work on. So I always say leaders that last aren't built fast. But they are built. It's got to be cultivated over time. Our leadership has to be cultivated. We call it a leader's journey. It's not just something that we're going to decide this and then wake up the next day and we've got that solved. I mean, you're going to have chances to be frustrated every day, chances to be negative, chances to blame somebody, chances to play it safe and comfortable and not be courageous. I mean, all kind of places. And so I just want to encourage you to get on this path and to start working on your character day after day after day, that cultivation. And you'll have to weed stuff out from time to time, right? Our attitudes and our expectations, all kind of things. Our motives get sideways. So integrity leads to influence. Leaders at last aren't built fast. And then if your heart's not right, nobody cares about your skills. I think Mark's statement is there's not a much better way to think about this than that. So here's a little homework for today, and we'll continue to build on a little bit of this the next couple of days. I got an area, a pitfall that pops up if we're not careful tomorrow. It's our most important opportunity we have to steward. And so hope you'll join us for that. But I want to give you, before we go today, I want to give you a little challenge. I would encourage you to select maybe four core values. We'll call them our core four, just these core values. Maybe decide what are the four most important behaviors that are going to reflect this cultivation of your character, and then focus on them every day. So look, here are the questions. What are the 4 to 6 core values you're going to build your life on? And I would encourage you to write those down, to spend a few minutes writing those down. And then the second question would be, what evidence is there that you're living out these values? It's one thing to have these values. It's one thing to say this underneath the surface, this is going to be what's going to be true of my life. Maybe you choose excellence, or integrity would be one of your values you want to build on. But what does that look like? It's one thing to say integrity. What does that look like? And you could begin to have some evidence that those things are lived out. And then I would encourage you to think about today, just at a larger kind of pull back a little bit, and just ask yourself, how is your character right now affecting the people that you're leading? How's your character affecting your family at home? How's your character affecting your coworkers, your team, whatever it is you've got going on? Your character is going to have a huge mark on the people around you. The reality is that person made your list because of their character. There's a really great chance of that. And you have a chance to affect some people one way or the other. Your character is going to have a huge impact and mark on the people around your life, the people you love and the people you lead. So I think this is a big deal. It really is. We could even say it's a part of having a healthy soul. I mean, we could continue to build on this conversation we've been having the last few days. It's a chance for us to steward our lives, and so let's all work to cultivate our character. The garden's going to grow for the people who've been planting it and growing it and all that stuff. It's going to grow, and we're all going to enjoy that. I think our character is the same way. If we'll cultivate it, we'll plant, and we'll keep all the weeds out. We'll do what we're supposed to do. There are going to be a lot of people that are going to get a lot better and are going to benefit greatly because of your character. Let's continue to do that. If your heart's not right, nobody cares about your skills. Let's make sure our hearts are right. That's a place to start here, as we maybe live out some of this stuff that we've been talking about, spiritually the last few days. This is a build on for that. Well, tomorrow, again, I teased it a minute ago. the one thing that you have that's going to be most important that you steward, perhaps, is what we're going to talk about tomorrow. I hope you'll come back for that. And I hope you'll keep sharing with us keep sharing with the people around you as we continue to grow the channel here. Appreciate so much you doing that. Let's keep chasing greatness together. We'll see you tomorrow. Love you guys.